T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A Voorhees Holocaust survivor is being honored at his synagogue this weekend on the 80th anniversary of his bar mitzvah anniversary. It's KYW's Hadassah Kozma.
This weekend, 93-year-old Holocaust survivor Fred Barron celebrates his bar mitzvah anniversary.
It was somebody's bright idea that after 80 years, I should have another bar mitzvah.
That idea came from Barron's daughter, Evelyn. She says he'll be honored here at Congregation Bethel, where they're raising funds to pay for a documentary about Barron's life.
It is happening on November the 9th, 2019, which is the 81st anniversary of Kristallnacht, and it is the 80th anniversary of his bar mitzvah date.
Barron explains his first bar mitzvah was as a refugee in 1939.
We had just escaped from Germany to Cuba.
These days, Barron attends Shabbat services regularly, and he says he always recites the mourner's prayer.
People always ask me, who are you saying Kaddish for? I said, it's not for my family. It's for the 6 billion Jews who have no one to say Kaddish for them.
In Voorhees, New Jersey, Hadass Kuznets, KYW News Radio.